It's time for Food for a Mood once again with Judy Werpin. Dr. Judy Werpin is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Good morning, Judy, and what's on the agenda for today?
Well, good morning to you, Marshall. And what I'd like to talk to you today is about a problem that I think is unfortunately overlooked by many of us, especially those of us with older parents or relatives, or perhaps our old ourselves. And that is the fact that many people that we would classify as elderly lose weight that perhaps have been heavier in a younger life. But they lose weight, and it's looked upon as sort of a good thing, and nobody pays much attention to it. But in reality, there is something that's called the anorexia of aging, defined by the fact that people, as they enter perhaps their 70s or 80s or 90s, for reasons that may be related to medical conditions or psychological conditions, or certainly things like isolation and inability to really enjoy or enjoy the taste of food, can contribute to really substantial weight loss. And I wanted to start with a story, a true story, about what is happening to the husband of an old friend of mine. Her husband is considerably older than she is. And she noticed that over the last several years, maybe 5 or 6 years, a deliberate attempt on his part to lose weight and then to maintain a weight considerably lower than really advised for his weight. I mean, he something in the range of like the mid 130s, and he was about 5'8", 5'9", something like that. And she simply put it, she ascribed his desire to keep that weight loss that low as vanity. Vanity, and also a sort of a misapprehension, a miscalculation of what the effect of weight loss might be on longevity. He had read many years ago that rats that were kept on a low calorie diet tend to live longer than rats were put on an adequate number of calories. And he extrapolated from that for himself and I guess other humans and said, gee, if I really lose a great deal of weight, maybe I'll be able to live, to 100 and beyond. And the point, what happened is that he reduced his food intake so much that he, became very frail, lost a lot of muscle, and even stopped drinking sufficient amounts of water, because if he weighed himself, which he did several times a day, he found that drinking water was going to increase the weight he saw on the scale. I mean, totally wrong in terms of his longevity, nutrition, health, et cetera. And finally, after many years of doing this, she mentioned it to his physician, and the physician said, gee, maybe he's depressed. And it turned out that he really was depressed. And the depression was the trigger that caused him to lose interest in eating and also just focus on this weight loss. And it brings to mind the fact that many physicians simply don't pay attention to this. I mean, you can go to the doctor, you can be weighed, usually not by the physician, of course, but by an assistant. The weight is put into the computer or the record or what have you. And then nothing is said. I mean, unless perhaps the person has gained or lost a great deal of weight. And then you think, oh, maybe cancer, maybe Parkinson's, maybe some gastrointestinal problem, inability to absorb nutrients. But if the weight loss is sort of constant, but not glaring many times, it's simply not noticed. And yet it really can have a major effect on longevity, not the way that the husband of my friend was thinking, that is, major weight loss is going to make you live longer, but just the opposite. I mean, there've been study after study showing that people who are in the very low range of weight, people who aren't maybe not necessarily anorectic, but have lost weight because of other problems like cancer, really do live a shorter period of time, then their longevity is shortened compared to people who have an adequate amount of pounds on them. And the thing is that it's not that hard to reverse this. I mean, this particular friend would not, the husband of my friend would not tolerate the idea of having something like a nutritional supplement like Boost or Ensure, many of the others that are on the market. But many people will do this because they find it sometimes easier, something to drink a fully nutritionally complete supplement, with protein and carbohydrates and fatty acids and vitamins and minerals, then have to prepare themselves meals, especially if they don't have much appetite or they don't or they don't have really have much sense of taste left, which is lost as you age. But again, the antidepressants really change this man. But many people, again, would do good if they, if people would say, well, look, why don't you come out to eat with me, or I'll come over and eat with you, because sometimes loneliness will decrease their food intake. But the thing that is most important is that it simply be identified. And the question is, who is going to identify this? I mean, if you can't rely on your physician for identifying this, again, my friend's husband had a concierge doctor who for years simply ignored this. I have another friend whose husband had cancer, and the first indication that there was something really wrong was that every time he would see the doctor for his follow-ups, he would be 10 pounds lighter. And nobody said anything about it. And I think that this is something that we just have to think about when you perhaps haven't seen a relative for a while and you say, wow, you really lost weight. And the answer should not be, yeah, don't I look great? The answer really should be, why? And what's going on? And are you having some underlying problem that nobody's paying any attention to?
You know what's interesting about that, Judy? When the pandemic started, COVID, I decided to go on a diet, and in about I guess it was about 2 years, I had lost 100 and I think it was 135 pounds. I went to see my doctor,
Yeah.
and he was pleased, but he said, "You know, Marshall, we're gonna run a battery of tests because, you know, it's good that you went on a diet, but we have to find out if it's really the diet."
Excellent.
Okay, so let's
Excellent.
move forward 3 years to where I am now. They found some disorder in my blood. Nobody could figure it out for years and years and years, with my red and white cells. And finally, of course, I had this negative thing happen
Right.
where I'm in I'm recovering from now. And it turns out that he was right, that there was this hidden problem where in my intestines they were slowly shredding, and I was losing blood there, and there was and he was right. He was dead on saying that, you know, yeah, you probably lost a lot of weight because you were dieting, but there might be something else on top of that.
But Marshall, how unusual. Thank you for bringing that up, because so many people simply have that ignored. In fact, I mean, I even had that situation myself when my husband was very sick and I just simply stopped eating. Well, I did eat, but very, very little. And I remember going to the doctor for my yearly checkup, and I had lost about 10 pounds, and I'm not overweight to begin with. Not a word, like, gee, you really weigh much less than you normally would be weighing. And maybe this is going to have an effect on your bone density. And are you really getting enough nutrition? And are you really eating enough protein? Which I wasn't. I knew that. But, and he's a very good doctor, for serious issues. But neither he nor the technician would have said anything. And it, again, that I think is much more typical. And again, the fact that my friend's husband, weighed an absurdly little, a small amount of weight, and no, there was no response. And then, of course, what about people who just don't go to the doctor? The elderly who live alone, or people just say, well, you're so much better off being thin than fat. So you are, your doctors be to be congratulated. And I wish that that kind of information might be shared among his colleagues or her colleagues, so that more people would be responsive to this.
All right, Judy, you know, it's always great to chat with you on the morning. Have yourself a great week. We'll speak to you next week.
Okay, wonderful. Bye-bye.